is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Teresa Beard of Clevin's Face and Body Specialists. We also have Lisa Packard, the Executive Director of EGAD. There's so much going on in the Ogalle Arts District. You guys are always busy, always having festivals and fun. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the film festival, the French Film Festival, put on by the Fusner Art Museum. The big kickoff is part of the Ogalle First Friday event.
We celebrate First Friday from 5:30 to 9 o'clock every Friday every month this year. April in Paris is super popular, so we decided to blow it up. And we're closing the northern end of Highland Avenue and converting the whole street into a Parisian town, a neighborhood street in Paris. And all of the vendors, music, everything is French. We're going to eat, drink, and be French on April 7th. We actually are going to go till 10 o'clock on that night. 9:15, they'll start the first French film outside, and you'll be watching it in the square, in Ogalle Square. We'll have a cafe with seating, and you will think you're in Paris for the night.
And all of the First Friday events are free and open to the public.
Yes, they are. This year, we're encouraged our businesses and all the talented people that we have down there to do installations and demonstrations in the various spots. And then we have a map that will say, this is what's going on. You can go see somebody, whether they're, you know, painting or poetry or dance. And we always have food and fun and live music in the band shell.
There's a lot going on. Tell us about what you're doing.
Next Wednesday, we have our second annual Women's Luncheon. It's womenwe.love. It was basically a love fest for women to celebrate their connections and their friendships together. And Clevin's Face and Body came forth. We'll be the presenting sponsor on that this year. Largely sold out.
Teresa, tell us what's going to happen at the luncheon.
Clevin's Face and Body Specialist is very excited to be the presenting sponsor. For us, this is a celebration of sisterhood and really a celebration of the bonds between women. There's really nothing else like it. Last year, the component I loved the most was the storytelling. Women who bring sisters or colleagues or mentors or friends show up and really honor that woman they love in their life who's made a difference in their life. And they tell the stories, which tend to be really personal. So uplifting. It's just really a feel-good event. At Clevin's Face and Body Specialists, we celebrate women every day, and so it's a great fit for us, too, and we love supporting the community in this way.
The Ogalle Arts District is hopping. Lots of new businesses down there.
Yes, we're very excited. We've had about 5 or 6 new businesses that have opened up. Salty Fox Tavern, a couple doors down from Ogalle, Ace Hardware. It's kind of like a really great college bar. It's terrific. The food is good, too. The Intracoastal Brewing Company is expanding, and they've created a beer garden, and they hope to be done in April. Standard Collective is a great lifestyle boutique. They're like a boutique during the day and a venue at night. They have live music, a lot of stuff going on. And also Lush, if you need eyebrows, they do microblading. And there's also a new little boutique down there called Trend Revival. On March 17th, we have Drag Queen Bingo coming up. You can find tickets for that at www.egadbingo.com. And if you're interested in it, it's just a hoot. It's wild. You have to be 21 and up. It's food, it's liquor, it's bingo, it's drag queens, it's fun. There will not be a ticket available at the door. Better buy early. And we have a brand new farmers market now that's going to be every Wednesday for the rest of the year.
And you do have a website where people can find out more information about all of these things.
Yes, it's Ogalle. I have to spell it Eaugalle, arts, arts.com. And you can find out everything there. You can also find us on Facebook under Ogalle.